Morning, everyone. We'll call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order, and I'll note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is the minutes for Thursday, February 29th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Okay, yes, so move, Chair.
Vice Chair Hollins has moved the minutes. It was pointed out by the astute observation of Representative Jordan that it should not be listed as a virtual meeting, but a meeting. And so I would like to offer an oral amendment to strike the word virtual. Any discussion to the oral amendment? Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the amendment is adopted. Any discussion to the minutes as amended? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Okay, next order of business is the calendar for the day for Thursday, March 7th. We're proposing calendaring five bills for the day. Senate File 3546, Representative Herr. House File 3377, Representative Hansen. House File 3466, Representative Ream. House File 3646, Representative Pinto. House File 3987, Representative Fisher. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Thursday, March 7th for the adoption of the calendar of the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Calendar for the day is adopted. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Chair, I just noted that the agenda today did not include the motion I had pre-filed last November, and I just wondered if it possibly could be considered or if I should keep refiling it after every Rules Committee meeting. What would you suggest?
So, Representative Robbins, as I mentioned at our last meeting, the construction is underway and the project is now in the hands of the Department of Administration. I saw Leader Damuth's hand.
Go ahead.
Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate the information that was sent to me with the question on whether or not this could be canceled. And we received that information last week. I appreciate that. As I was reviewing it, though, we are going to, if possible, if the Robbins motion can be brought forward, we're going to support that. The documentation that I have actually says that it can be canceled. The first payment on this bill or on the bond sale is due May 1st for $10,912,815.97 is the amount. So over $10 million. If we would cancel this project before the payments are due, the authorizing statute and bond documents are clear that the bonds could be canceled altogether. And where I found that in the information that was sent by your office, Chair Long, there is a cancellation provision in here. It says, if the legislature reduces or repeals the continuing appropriations for payment of rental payment pursuant to the act or the event of an executive unallotment, in whole or part, under statute section 16A.152, the certificate shall be canceled and shall no longer be outstanding on the first day of the fiscal year for which the legislature shall not have appropriated amounts sufficient for payment of principal. And it goes on. This actually can be canceled. It's right in the documentation. It is right in the statute. We have it right here. So the idea that this can't be canceled is incorrect as we've looked forward. Also, in the research that I've done, it looks as if the laws of Minnesota 2023, so last year in the cash bonding bill, Chapter 71, Article 2, Section 9, in Section 11, the capital area land use projects, zoning and design. So the cap board was literally cut out of what we're doing. The cap board is not a part of a large building and renovation on Capitol grounds. And looking back at the architecture, Cass Gilbert had an intent that the steps would be open. All four of the steps from the Capitol would be open to the city. We are going to be blocking that with a brand new building. So, Mr. Chair, I would ask that you would reconsider adding the Robbins motion to our agenda so we could take a vote on it. If you are in favor of this, you could go ahead and vote yes on it, that it should go forward. Give us the chance to vote on it so Minnesotans could know what is going on. There's nothing wrong with that. Just take the vote. We would ask that, Mr. Chair. Respectfully ask that the Robbins motion would be considered in this committee, given the fact that we now know a cancellation can take place, regardless of the work that has started.
Your request is noted, Leader Dayman. We don't have any further business on the Rules Committee agenda for the day, and so we are adjourned.